The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must still be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish just peace on earth? No, I tell you actually, at least first of all, division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Isn't that exciting? But nevertheless, this is the gospel of the Lord. Now you're all wondering, what's he going to do with that? Well, let's approach it this way. And actually, it allows me to draw all three readings together under a general term. There's two kinds of religion. There's ascending religion, and there's descending religion. Ascending is about trying to be more perfect, more pure, superior to other people, right. And that's, believe it or not, the religion people prefer. We like a religion of moral and righteous superiority. That's why there's been so many religious wars in history. Then there's descending religion. And this is about letting go, forgiving, being poor and simple, being a part of the community and not creating fights between members of the community. It's all a sort of letting go of the ego, not building it up. Now, I think the gospel answer is the way up is first of all the way down. It's not against being good and trying to be perfect, although you never will be. It's certainly not about being superior and better than other people. But there is such a thing as a kind of generous spirit, love in your heart that we hope we all achieve. But we get there not by trying harder, not by being heroic, because all that really does is make you self-preoccupied. You don't really love God. You love yourself. Now, it takes most people half of their life to recognize that's the pattern. You'll see Paul come to that in his letter to the Philippians, where he switches from a religion of climbing to a religion of letting go. We have it beautifully symbolized in the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, which the message is, again, the way up is the way down. He's thrown into the pit, sinking down into the mud by the king. And then the king changes his mind, and the same king pulls him out of the cistern that he was thrown into. Down, up. Then the second reading. This is from the letter to the Hebrews. And it encourages you to persevere in running the race that still lies before you, keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. For the sake of the joy that still lies before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. So he went down in what we call the mystery of the cross, and then the resurrection comes later. Now the trouble is that we understood the whole gospel as something that comes later. Basically, resurrection comes now. For people who learn how to live with fullness, with freedom, with surrender, with joy, it is letting go, loving your enemies, loving people you'd rather not love. You experience a kind of universality, universal compassion that you can't get to any other way. In other words, you got to do it wrong before you even know what it means to do it right. You don't even know what up is, nor do you long for up until you've experienced down. Any of you who are 12 steppers understand this. As they say so often, you've got to hit the bottom. But most of us try very hard never to hit the bottom. I'm good, I'm nice, I go to Mass every Sunday, I obey the Ten Commandments, proving ourselves as if God couldn't love us in our imperfection. So we try to prove that we're perfect. It's an unwinnable game. Let me warn you ahead of time. I'm not against you being good, but not too good. Because too good is a huge game of disguise, a huge game of denial, a huge game of pretend. What will the neighbors think? Not really, who am I at my deepest level? After doing all of what we now call our shadow work, facing and struggling with your own shadow. And here we have Jesus in the gospel talking about just this. There's a baptism with which I, even Jesus, must still be baptized. Now, he's not talking about water baptism. He's talking about what the early church called the baptism of fire. That's why the first line, I've come to set the earth on fire. Where you have to go through fire. You have to go through trials, doubts, self-hatred, self-pity. You have to do it wrong, I'm sorry to tell you, before you know how to do it right. Now I'll bet, even as I just said that, at least half of you in this church are saying, well, I don't know if I agree with him on that. Because most of us were trained in this climbing religion, you see. That's what turns father against son, son against father. It's those who are on the up escalator and those who have accepted. It's basically a down escalator from beginning till end. It's all about becoming more humble, more simple, more ordinary. And when you get close to the bottom, when you know you're just like everybody else, and you don't have to prove or imagine that you're better, that's when you discover God. I've quoted from this pulpit over the years any number of times that line from Thomas Merton, you spend your whole life climbing the ladder of success and glory or perfection, and when you get to the top, you realize the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. And everything you really needed, everything you really wanted, is back down at the bottom. So you crawl back down where the ordinary people are, where people are hurting, where people are suffering, and you stop trying to be a saint, and you just learn to be simple. And then you discover maybe that's what it means to be a saint, where it's all obvious, it's all clear, it's all one, it's all true, it's all good, and I and you am a part of it. So there's no climbing necessary. You're there already. All you have to do is let go and trust. Someone else is leading, frankly, because you don't know how to lead. Neither do I. All I can tell you is if you let go, you will discover that someone else is leading quite well.